This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, so, well, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. That is the point of the program. But every now and then, we bring on a special guest. And I do mean every now and then. This is really not a guest-based program. It is a show about issues.
Try to avoid them, as a matter of fact.
It's a show about your calls. You can bring up anything that you would like. That's the kind of the point of the program. But every now and then, there's somebody that we really, really, really want to talk to. And last week, we were talking in quite a bit of detail about the issue of the private cities that are proposed to be built, slated to be built in Honduras. It's something that we've been following for a little while. We first talked about it when the Future Cities, I believe, Incorporated.
Future Cities, yeah.
Future Cities Group came about with a press release talking about how they were, you know, looking into this with the government of Honduras.
Autonomous city-states, essentially.
Yeah, well, that's where, essentially they would carve out a plot of land down there and build what essentially is a private city, at least the way it was reported by the Associated Press last week. Although last week it was reported that it was a different group, the MGK group, that was...
Of course, they also called it the MKG group, too.
In the same article, they transposed the letters. And so, you know, we did some digging, and we managed to actually find the guy. I should say you did the digging.
Well, strangely, the guy, Michael Strong, is really big in the libertarian community, so finding him, there's a lot of information out there. Kind of finding out how to get a hold of him was probably the biggest challenge.
Well, that's he's big in the community. That's a good thing. It's a good sign. Word is he was connected with... Patry Friedman from the Seasteading Institute,
let's talk to him.
And he is on the line to chat with us tonight about this project, because it's an exciting, it's an ambitious project. The scope is very large and it's risky. So there's a lot of questions I know that we have and our listeners may also have as well. Michael Strong, welcome to Free Talk Live. Good evening.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you. There were some really important questions that we had, and we'll get to some of those. But let's lay the baseline here. Did the AP report this correctly? Is this really going to be a private city? Is the autonomy going to be there that they reported? Like, you know, your own legal system, your own government. You'll be able to enter international agreements. I mean, how separate from Honduras is this private city idea?
Well, first, before I get into the details of that, and it is complicated, the AP report has made one egregious mistake, which is it claims that we will be located in the area near Trujillo, where Garifuna communities have been struggling with the government over land rights. That is not true. We are going to be located in one of the two other areas, and we will also be buying land from private landowners at market price. So we are not confiscating anybody's land. The government's not giving us any land. We are clean, honorable business people from that perspective.
All right, that takes care of one of the questions.
Yeah, probably by far our listeners' biggest complaint was, you're taking it from the natives. Of course, these are people that are, you know, reading an article and assuming what people say is true, that have provided no proof and are not natives. But it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, there was a confusion based on earlier reports, and, you know, the reporters sometimes get things messed up.
Sure.
So, no.
No. Every time, Michael, I've had a reporter write a story about me, something's been wrong.
Exactly. With respect to the autonomy, it really is, it's an interesting situation. There's a constitutional statute that was passed that allows for the creation of a separate governance structure. And the basic structure of that is, there will be a transparency commission named, and that transparency commission serves as a sort of nonprofit board. And they will, the first governor will be appointed by President Lobo, but after that, the transparency commission will be responsible for hiring, firing, supervising, making sure the governor isn't corrupt or anything. They'll be responsible for auditing the books of the FDR region, special development regions, and making sure that, you know, nothing nefarious is going on.
Where does this Transparency Commission come from?
The idea is to have internationally prominent leaders who have reputations that are more important than a cash payment would be. They don't say it quite so explicitly, but the idea is, and initially there's a little bit of a hullabaloo because economist Paul Romer had talked about being a likely candidate for the Transparency Commission, although he had never been formally named, and now he resigned from a position he was not formally named to. But he's a famous economist, so that sort of thing. I know the Hungarian government is looking for prominent business people and prominent academics, also successful government reformers. And so we expect within a year they will name a Transparency Commission that includes a mix of reformers, business leaders, and academics.
I wonder, I mean, Honduras isn't exactly the safest place in the world, and nor is it known for its, you know, fine governance. What is the qualifications of the people that will be naming the people that they're going to claim are eminently qualified? I mean,
the AP reported that it was the president of Honduras who would be picking the panel.
I wouldn't want Joseph Stalin picking a panel of people that are, you know, going to make sure that it was a good, you know, governance sort of situation.
Well, first of all, there are certainly problems with Honduras, but the situation is not what it appears. To go into this a little bit more deeply, often one hears reports of a coup in 2009, and it's sometimes described as a military coup.
Yeah.
As it turns out, Manuel Zelaya, the previous president, at one point had surrounded Congress with tanks, the Honduran Congress with tanks, and locked him in Congress until and they would appoint a certain person to the Supreme Court. This was an outrage, and 6 months later, they kicked Zelaya out. They took him out of office. The military took him out of office in his pajamas and blew a night to Costa Rica. But given, you know, what I always point out to people is if Obama or President Bush or any president of the United States surrounded Congress with tanks, his illegitimacy is done right there.
Yeah, I would agree.
So, 2009 constitutional crisis, what happened then is after an interim period, Lobo is elected in an election that's generally considered fair. The Hondurans knew that the international community had hung them out to dry. Tens of millions of dollars in foreign aid were pulled out from under them. They were pariahs in the international community. They knew Zelaya was crazy and that basically they'd been betrayed by every country on earth. And they realized across the political spectrum in Honduras that they couldn't trust the international community. And that very special situation in which they knew they had to solve the problems on their own, you know, Hillary Clinton came back and told them to put their president back in power, and they're like, he's a madman. Why would we do this? This is insane. So, you know, this led to this extraordinary situation in which across the political spectrum, they were ready to take dramatic action for bringing investment and prosperity into the country. And it turns out there were a group of three or four, you know, four and more if you count, but really three or four leaders who were staff members. It's not Lobo and Fernandez, the president of Congress, but Octavio Sanchez is chief of staff of President Lobo. Octavio has been working with Lobo for about 10 years. He has a degree in law from Harvard. He's a very smart, very good man, and he actually had developed this idea of outsourcing the legal system because he realized you can't fix the Honduran legal system. He has an excellent paper in which he explains how Latin American judicial systems in general are cause of their poverty, Latin American countries' poverty.
Hmm.
And so he realized only if you outsource the judicial system can you have a chance of making progress. One specific example, Carlos Pineda, one of the other individuals who was part of this group, pointed to a seven-story building when I was in Tegucigalpa last week. He said that seven-story building has been left to rot for the last 10 years because it's stuck in the judicial system. All over Honduras, there is wealth, you know, capital could be used to be productive, but once you get bogged down in the judicial system, you're stuck forever.
No,
solution,
indeed.
Outsourced.
It doesn't sound that much different from the U.S. I can tell you it's pretty corrupt here, too. Stand by, Michael Strong. Are you able
sure.
to stay with us up to the full hour, or how much time do you have?
Yep.
All right, great.
Yep, I've got the hour.
Yeah, I didn't tell him an hour.
All right, great, because I find this fascinating, and it's an amazing project. I definitely want to know more. Maybe you do as well. 855-453. Do you mind taking calls if we get them?
Not at all.
All right, more with Michael Strong in moments.
It's Change Your Words, Change Your Life, a daily minute program to help you understand the power of every word you speak. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
It's important what we listen to and what we talk about. If we want to be healthy in our soul and spirit, we should choose to take in words that will build us up and increase our peace and joy. Now, I'm not suggesting that we deny reality, but we can choose what we want to listen to and talk about. If we're not helping ourselves or anyone else by rehearsing all the bad things going on in the world, then why fill our conversation with it? We want to be well informed of what's going on. And there's no wisdom in being ignorant, but to talk about it excessively or with no purpose merely creates a gloomy atmosphere that nobody will enjoy. Once we truly understand this principle and act accordingly, we can change our words and change our life. For Change Your Words, Change Your Life, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information and insight on how you can change your words and change your life, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled MEYER.ORG. The words we speak can affect our lives in positive and negative ways. In her new book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer examines the power of words that convey our thoughts and emotions. She discusses how our words can increase or decrease our level of joy, and how they can have a positive or negative effect on our future. Change Your Words, Change Your Life, the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Although, if you've got a question for Michael Strong, that will be given priority right now. 855-450-3733. Michael Strong is the CEO of MGK Group, and he told me off the air that they do have a website that is being worked on. It may not be ready quite yet, but it is GrupoMGK.com. com will be the site URL. Michael Strong is back with us here. He is, as I said, the CEO of that group, and we'll tell you a little bit more about him and what they're doing, because it's absolutely fascinating, here in a moment.
Yep, and our phone lines brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable, and they can do it for your business. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live, and you can find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI.
All right. So, again, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us over at freetalklive.com, where we've got a lot of features, and we give them all away, including our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact. The chat room is built into the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to find that and interact. That's, again, cam.freetalklive.com. So, Michael Strong, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Great. Good to have you back here. There's obviously a lot more to talk about these cities, these autonomous zones that you and your group are working on setting up down in Honduras. But before we get back into that, tell us a little bit more about yourself. As I understand it, you are tied into somehow with the Liberty community. Is that an accurate is that an accurate description?
Sure. I came from the left. I started out as a a leftist do-gooder, as most young intellectuals do. I was studying. I went to Chicago to study why the free market economists were wrong, because I knew, of course, that free markets were bad. And while there, I studied under Nobel laureate Gary Becker and worked on a dissertation with him, and I was gradually converted to free markets. I realized I was simply ignorant of economics, and once I got deep into the guts of economics, I realized capitalism is the only way to create prosperity. After that, I was working as an educational consultant, providing Socratic trainings to teachers in Chicago public schools. That led to, by accident, a 15-year career as an educational entrepreneur, creating innovative private and charter schools. Last school I created was a charter school ranked 36th best public high school in the U.S. And as an educational entrepreneur, I found out exactly how hard it is to improve education in this country. Even in the private sector, there are countless obstacles. And as an educational entrepreneur, to some extent, I feel like going off to Galt's Gulch. And to some extent, this project is the result of this. In 2003, I met John Mackey, the CEO of Whole Foods. He and I both had come from the left, but out of a commitment to reason, we realized that if we really cared about the poor coming from the left, capitalism was the very best way to make the lives of the poor better. And so I began a nonprofit with him to promote entrepreneurial solutions to world problems. In part, that's because we are after solving world problems, but also we see that a lot of libertarians, while we complain about taxes and regulations, what we really want to do is to have the freedom to make things better by means of entrepreneurship. When I started doing that, I quickly realized that legal systems in developing nations were the primary cause of global poverty. That led me into the Free Zone movement, and I started working with various people in the Free Zone movement, and to some extent I see this as Free Zones 2.0. Early free zones were just reduced taxes and regulations. That doesn't solve the problem of the legal system. In 2003, Dubai created the Dubai International Financial Center, where they installed a British commercial law judge to apply British common law in 110 acres of the BIFC instead of the Sea of Sharia law. As a consequence, Dubai is now the eighth-ranked financial center in the world, running the same legal operating system as do Hong Kong, Singapore, London, Chicago, New York, and Sydney. This is a very powerful thought. I began developing this several years ago, and as a consequence, my colleagues and I had some expertise in actually installing legal systems. Before before Honduras came along, we were working with real estate developers in Mexico and Estonia to do a partial version of this. The idea was multinational corporations already have access to their choice of law in international contracts. We were democratizing that by allowing local business owners. The idea was to allow local business owners in Mexico and Estonia, this just happened to be where we had contacts, to have access to, say, Delaware corporate law or Texas contract law, both of which are much better than certainly much better than the law in Mexico.
Interesting. I find this fascinating. So when we've talked on this program, because we're pretty liberty-minded folks here as well, we've talked about private justice and getting various different services out of the hands of the monopoly governments as possible. It's that legal system objection that is one of the toughest ones to get around with people. I mean, they, you know, it's always been run by the government, and that's the way things are, and it's one size fits all, and if you don't like it, leave.
Also, you know, how inefficient it is here in the United States, too. I mean, it may be, you know, you may be claiming that it's one of the most efficient in the world, and we've heard claims like that before, but there's a lot of complaints.
But what's the, I mean, what's the proposal? Is it to, specifically for these Honduras cities that you're proposing? In this, as I understand it, construction is to begin within the next 18 months on the first city. So, what are you going to put in place? How is it going to work? Is it going to be market based? Is it going to be top down? You know, is it corporate? Is your company going to decide on it? What's going to happen there?
Sure. No, lots of good issues. Just to finish up on the legal issue before going to the building of the city itself.
Oh no, yeah, right. I meant them on the legal front.
Right. I would distinguish between, say, commercial law and criminal law. Doing criminal law privately is much more avant-garde, so to speak. Whereas commercial law, the fact is that companies, when they have access to freedom of contract and freedom of the adjudication they pick, often select private adjudication. And the private adjudication movement is going great gangbusters. Very often people don't realize that that is the escape from the state. If you can find, and there are judges, there are arbitrators with especially good reputations in particular domains of arbitration. So if you need a judge to arbitrate a case in IP law, you would pick a different judge than you would pick if you were arbitrating a case in, say, real estate law. And so companies that are deep into this, of course, identify the best arbitrators. And in essence, we've got a private arbitration system that's independent of the state globally already.
Right. You see it in a lot of corporate contracts where it'll say that, you know, you agree in this contract to not use the government legal system, that you'll use, like, the American Arbitration Association or something like that. So, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of that out there, but most people don't realize it. Because most people aren't reading those corporate contracts, but there's always a reference to that in there in almost everything I've seen.
Exactly, exactly. And so that's basically the foundation of commercial law, and will, of course, allow even greater. Our default legal system is Texas law. Just to create a legal system from scratch would be enormously difficult and complicated, whereas Texas law without U.S. federal law is relatively close to 19th century. You know, the United States had a pretty good legal system in the 19th century. It's only the last 100 years that it's really gone downhill. So Texas law without U.S. federal law has most of those features, and then we allow freedom of contract beyond that, so that if two individuals want or two business entities want to create a different arrangement, as long as it doesn't violate international human rights or international treaties or anything like that, they will have more freedom of contract than they do anywhere else on Earth, most likely.
Okay, that sounds good, and it sounds like it's a real step in the right direction. But
I still got lots of questions.
What about the criminal law aspect of it? I know you said it's avant-garde, but a lot of people are going to wonder about that.
Honduras? Criminal activity? Yeah, right. People want to know.
So hang on. Sure, Michael Strong is with us. He is the CEO of the MGK Group in Honduras, private cities.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE peanut butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Apologize to anybody that heard me sneezing into the microphone. Let the mics on through that break. 855-450-3733. This is
very,
Free Talk Live.
Very unprofessional.
We are professionals here in the studio. And joining you tonight, it is Ian here.
And Julia.
And Mark.
So you can join us online, of course, over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and we give them to you. The listening options are there. You can get our broadband, midband, and narrowband streams. They're different size bit rates for differing internet connection bit rates. So you can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And you'll also learn there other methods for you to receive the show, including AM and FM radio across the country. We've got over 110 stations, as well as our satellite listening choices, which include XM Satellite Radio, where we are on every single night of the week, as well as our KU Band free-to-air channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to dial from any phone that can call long distance at listen.freetalklive.com.
Don't forget those 114 nationally syndicated radio stations.
I mentioned over 110 of them.
There you go. Anyway. Free Talk Live. If you want to get some gold and silver, the best way to do that is to do some comparison shopping before you just go in with one of these companies out there that are selling purveying gold. And you can go to gold.freetalklive.com and get some prices right there for coins. Do some comparison shops. We believe we have some of the best prices with our partner Midas Resources that we've teamed up with to bring you gold and silver to your door that you can hold in your hands. But you need to check for yourself. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Before you buy, go to gold.freetalklive.com.
So we're back with Michael Strong. He is the CEO of the MGK Group, and we have a lot of questions. Important issues had sprung up in our conversations, which took up a fair amount of airtime last week. There was a lot of interest in his plan and his group's plan to open up private cities, autonomous zones, free zones, so-called, in Honduras, of all places. And the plan is to kick off construction on the first one within the next 18 months. So this is, you know, this is a plan in which they're moving forward. They've got a memorandum with the Honduras central government. And it looks like, you know, all the ducks are in a row. Michael Strong, you're back with us here. And I think Mark has a question.
Yeah, now you had said that this, I guess the one location that was near Puerto Castilla is not going to be where you're going to start building. Is that correct? So the complaint about the native peoples that might have been displaced is
unfounded.
Yeah, unfounded.
Completely irrelevant to our project.
So where are these cities going to be?
Well, the Honduran government is currently debating the exact boundaries. So any day now we should receive news on the exact boundaries. But there's a port in the south and a region around that port, and then there's also the San Pedro Sula Valley down to Puerto Cortez. And these are both very large regions, and they won't initially be, in a way, it's a little bit of a misnomer to call them cities right now. They're special development regions. Mm-hmm. Within those regions, there is a possibility of creating new legal systems.
Okay.
Initially, the regions will be designated as very large areas. Within those regions, we'll have a relatively small area. We're looking at starting at half square mile to a mile. And so we're not building, it's not a sort of grandiose top-down Brasilia thing where we create a city from scratch.
Right.
In some ways, this is more like a conventional real estate development, an industrial park with houses, an office park with houses. But because it has room to expand, so although we start with half square mile to a square mile, the region we're looking at has 10 square miles of relatively unoccupied land. And the idea is to start with something, get some factories going, some office jobs, get some houses, schools, churches, clinics, the works, and then how to grow organically because of the quality of the legal system. We've already talked to a lot of companies from around the world, and when we tell them that we will be able to provide no taxes on anything, we will have a property tax, but no taxes on income, investment, transactions, anything like that, and the most economic freedom in terms of minimal regulations in the world. We intend to be Hong Kong as a top-ranked entity on the economic freedom indices.
Now, Mike,
so when
my question,
talk to companies about that, they are very interested.
Absolutely.
I bet they are. I bet companies are very interested in less regulation in that area. My question would be, why would you call the fees to live in your city property taxes when that has such a nasty connotation to it?
It has a nasty connotation for some, but one of the things we're trying to emphasize is the extent to which what we're doing is not so different and outrageous. I mean, in some ways, it is world-transforming. I totally agree. On the other hand, because there's so much hysteria in certain circles about this, another way of looking at this is just taking best practices in local government and installing them on the ground in Honduras.
Interesting.
And when you look at it that way, it doesn't look like such a big deal. We will have the most transparent and efficient government on earth. If you want to call them user fees instead of property taxes, we can do that.
Any idea what those fees would be like?
We're looking at 1% or less. Obviously, we can't predict the long term exactly how it will go, but we intend to keep them very low. We also intend to unbundle government as much as possible.
Right, that was my question, because the government justifies its user fees by providing services. This statement is full of quotation marks. And, most of those services I'd prefer not to have.
Yes, exactly. And so one of the things we'll do is there will be improvement districts. So if you want to improve your water sewer system, that's a separate improvement district that's unconnected to the governing service that provides perimeter control and police and judicial. And, of course, schools, housing, education are all fee for service. So we're minimizing the extent to which you have any particular government entity controlling everything. The other thing about transparent government is we're developing a software system that you can identify every step along the way from the time you pay your tax or user fee, whatever you want to call it, to the time an invoice is paid by the government. So real-time transparency in government, and you can also geotag things. So if you want to know how much that pothole in front of your house is going to cost to get fixed, you can watch. You report that pothole, You see the report go to the buildings department that's going to fix it. You see how much the person is getting paid, who's going to go and, you know, fill it up, how long it's going to take, everything. Because the idea is to make the most customer-friendly set of governance services on Earth using state-of-the-art technology.
Now, there are little places in the world where people can go and reside and they can, you know, get some level of service from them. You know, a lot of people call them hotels. Now, these hotels don't have any kind of participatory democracy or anything like that, but that's a real buzzword when it comes to governance. What we've seen in a lot of these participatory democracies is something less than good customer service in the area of governance. Now, will there be a participatory democracy where the next guy can decide how many of my rights and how much of my money is spent? Or will these cities essentially be providing services to their customers and then, you know, we'll see how that goes? How's that going to go?
Well, there are kind of two levels on that issue. At one, there's the constitutional statute itself with the Transparency Commission and the governor. And based on the constitutional statute, at some point, the Transparency Commission will be elected rather than appointed or self-appointing. But that's probably going to be several years off, and even there, the idea is to limit the powers of the governor vis-a-vis the city itself. With respect to the, and I think of that as something like state government, then the governor will sign a master lease with us, and the terms of the master lease will amount to a sort of constitution that is designed to limit government. One of the features of that limited government will include very local democracy. We've been influenced by the Swiss model, where the Swiss central government is very small relative to the local governments. And even the local governments, we're down to neighborhoods. There's an affordable housing project we're modeling some of our communities after, and there is a group of 100 homes. And within the 100 homes, they do vote on things like, do you park your car in the street, or do you allow your dogs to run free? So there are certain kinds of issues that make sense. We think of it like condo associations, where there is a governing board of a condo association that says what can happen there.
Yeah, little pirates.
Yeah, they call them neighborhood Nazis. Hang on, Michael Strong. I'd like to come back with more here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. Private cities, autonomous zones in Honduras, coming soon.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp-edged blade to the toughest nails, new world.
A new world where we are, not the old baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
I'm going back in time.
It's time to send your
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Andy, you can bring up whatever you want. Coming up here in the second hour, we will open the phones to anyone about anything. Right now, if you've got a question for Michael Strong, he is the CEO of MGK Group, their website, GrupoMGK.com. It is under construction, so keep that in mind. Maybe go visit in a few days from now and check them out. But it's a fascinating project, one that proposes to create two or three cities in Honduras that will be autonomous zones, will have their own legal system. They will be able to enter into international agreements separately from Honduras. The pitch is very good, and it sounds very exciting, especially to folks like us who
believe that free markets create human prosperity and moral interactions between humans.
Yeah, and the host of this show moved, I don't know how many miles it is between Florida and New Hampshire.
1,400, 1,500.
Yeah, we moved across the country to come to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project in search of more liberty and willing to work together with other people to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. And now it looks like there's some competition to this Free State Project thing going on. Of course, you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about a movement that's happening now. Now, the Honduran cities, it's kind of off in the future, at least a little ways, and timetable, I think, is something we'd like to talk about a little bit, too. But go to freestateproject.org. We are doing things here to make more liberty in our lifetime. But I have to say, the idea of living in Honduras during the wintertime doesn't sound too bad. But let's go back to Michael Strong. He is back with us here. And where are you tonight, by the way, Michael? Are you down in South America or in Central America right now?
No, I came back up. I live near New York City, and so I have been based here and allows me to have access to all sorts of business contacts.
Do you plan on being do you plan on being a resident in your own city?
No, I've got one of my partners does, but my other partners and I intend to create these all over the world. We really think this is the first of many. We've talked to government officials in Belize and in Guatemala and Senegal, all of whom are interested, and we have contacts, we have business contacts in about 20 other countries that are very eager for these. Once this works in Honduras, we think we're going to see a global movement with dozens of these happening in the next 15, 20 years.
Very interesting. Now, how long is, I guess you guys are going to be expecting to break ground in the next 18 months, right?
Earlier, we're expecting to break ground in the next 3 to 6 months. Then horizontal infrastructure, we expect for the very first phase. We'll start with a small first phase project. Another 3 to 6 months, then a water power sewer, so forth.
It's got to be tough to get these things done, Michael. I mean, I would just imagine it's very difficult to deploy the kind of equipment that it takes to get this stuff built and to find the labor that you need there, I mean, the skilled labor that you need to get this stuff done. How are you handling that?
Well, I would say that Honduras has undeservedly bad press. It turns out that there is a successful economy in portions of Honduras. Honduran workforce is one of the best in the world. We talked to somebody who's got a factory there, a man who manages a factory for multinational, and he's been in running factories in 10 countries. He said it's the most profitable factory in his company's network in the world, and the workforce is the best he's ever worked with anywhere. You know, I think because of the drug war, Honduras has a very bad reputation, and the government, you know, the law and governance is a problem there. That doesn't mean that workforce is a problem.
Yeah, let's talk about the machine gun in the room here on this one. You know, the Honduras, among many of the, I mean, it's right there. It's a relatively thin country in a relatively thin area where drugs are being sort of moved upward by land and by sea and all that sort of thing. And they've got a lot of crime, especially in Tegucigalpa, having to do with the drug war. How's that going to affect people that move to the free cities? By the way, let's come up with a name for this that we've all established here. What one do you like? Free cities?
Let's use free cities. Free cities work.
I like free cities. It describes everything nicely. So what is protection from the outside world going to look like? I mean, if these cities are truly free, one of the things that they're probably going to have to approach is the drug war. That's not working in the United States, is it?
No, not at all. One of the first things we did is, when looking into the situation, is we had one of the world's best private security firms come and evaluate what the situation would be like. And what they said is, to secure Tegucigalpa would be almost impossible. And he pointed to a motorcycle without a license plate, and he said, basically, anybody can get on one of these, do a drive-by, toss the gun, toss the motorcycle, disappear, and nobody will ever find him, and that's why nobody gets prosecuted. He says, if you start with an empty piece of land and create a secure perimeter and identify everybody who comes in and patrol the perimeter well and keep out criminal elements, he said, it's actually not hard to create a secure area. He said, the other thing is, drug dealers have basically all of Central America to do whatever they want. There are territories where basically the drug dealers are the government in Latin America.
Yep, sure.
So why would they want to go a place where we have really tight security when they've got a place where they do whatever they want?
That's a great question. If the money's there, though, if the money's there, you're going to have at least bottom-end drug dealers, people selling it. So.
Well, you know, our first goal is, you know, people are worried about, well, won't the Honduran government take you over? And, you know, we point out
that's the next one. Yep.
Free zones have been active in Honduras since late 80s. They brought 200,000 direct jobs, 1 million jobs indirectly. Even Zelaya, when he turned Hugo Chavez leftist, did not touch the free zones. Once you get a large number of jobs, no politician will touch you. And the Chinese SEZs, you know, China's not going to back down and crack down on those. That's the goose that lays golden eggs. So once we start cranking jobs out, we feel pretty good. And there are also a number of
right. So before you measures. Get a bunch of jobs, you're not really worth messing with, and afterwards they can't touch you. So that's an
right.
interesting
there's
point. But I'd like to focus more on the security aspect, if you don't mind, because
sure.
you know, as somebody
sure.
who is a vehement opposition to the war on drugs, I have a real issue with the. You know, the police state that has sprung up around that. I don't know if I feel comfortable with the idea of getting a pat down every time I want to go, you know, in or out of this this particular zone. I mean, is that what the proposal is to have tight, you know, TSA-style security for people that are coming and going? Because it certainly isn't going to stop smuggling, especially if, you know, the police force is letting their buddies through or the drug dealers or whatever. What's the actual proposal there?
Sure. No. It's not going to be tight in that sense, and we're not going to do pat downs. We're not concerned about people taking things in and out. Really, it's about the individual human being. So all Hondurans are going to be able to come and go unless they have a criminal record or unless they violated our policy.
What about Americans with criminal records?
Well, in general, they would not be allowed either. I mean, we just need to be.
I guess we're out.
Both of us are criminals.
There you go. I mean, you know, just on the drug war, I'm very much against the drug war myself. I would like to be leading that fight, but the fact is, the reason I brought up fear of the Honduran government is we're much more afraid of the U.S. government than we are of the Honduran government.
What are your concerns there?
Well, I think that if we tried to be as liberal as I would like to be with respect to the drug war, or, you know, drug issues, that we'd have the U.S. government cracking down on us. I know people, you know, I've heard accounts from people who are aware of just alternative cancer clinics in Mexico and how the DEA will cross the border and crack down on a cancer clinic in Mexico without any justification. And I think the U.S. is the big bully in the block, mm-hmm. and no matter what international law says or whatever, they do what they want. So, push for legalization or decriminalization of drugs in the U.S., and as far as the U.S. can go, you know, we'll be able to go. But I'm afraid, despite the fact I'm with you guys on this one, it's too dangerous for us to lead on this issue.
So I've got actually a call on the line here. Tat is listening in Pennsylvania. Tat, you're on Free Talk Live with Michael Strong from the MGK Group.
Hey, Michael. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine.
Go ahead with your question.
I was wondering about the, I know there's a lot of drugs down there, and I was just wondering about the criminal activity itself. I know America has got a lot of Honduras, Guatemala, and, different immigration in some of their systems. I was just wondering, you can be able to get them out or help them after they get out?
Thanks for the call, Tat. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Go ahead, Michael.
We certainly will do our best. And one of the things we want to do with our transparency software, for instance, is allow local towns to use it so that there are good people in the Honduran government. So it's not as if, everybody's bad. Obviously, one of the things they just did is actually they fired about half their police force because of some really bad corruption.
Yeah.
The country of Georgia, by the way, fired everybody and screened and rehired. If they're bad apples, you do what you can to clean them out. So we'll have a very clean system within our region, and then as we have tools within our system that we can share with the rest of Honduras to ensure that there will be no corruption, we'll do so.
Speaking of rooting out corruption, we've certainly talked on this show about private justice systems and the idea of competing police forces. Will there be a prohibition against having a competing police force or more than one in these free cities? Or, is it going to be a monopoly police force, or will there be options? So hang on. Michael Strong, you've agreed to stay on for one extra segment into Hour 2. I appreciate that, and we're coming up with Michael in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.